Hello, everyone. Today is Monday, May the 4th, and you're listening to the inaugural Suds with Buds podcast. My name is Wade, and I'll be your host for Suds with Buds. I'd like to tell you a little bit about this podcast. Basically, I'm going to get together with some of my buds, and we're going to have some suds. We're going to be trying a variety of different craft brews, mostly local, but you know what? We're open to anything. All right, and that's pretty much it. So let's get on with the introduction. As I told you, my name is Wade. Today's guest is Darren.
The special guest.
Darren is a good friend of mine, and he is also in a band. Darren is in the Rigid, and Darren's going to tell us all about it today. Darren, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me on the show, Wade, your very first podcast. I'm excited. We're actually recording this here in, well, ALT Studios, which is my personal home studio, which is pretty exciting. I'm glad to be a part of your new podcast. Again, my name is Darren, Darren Rogers. I'm the lead singer and frontman of a rock band called The Rigid, former lead vocalist and frontman of a band called Seven Sided, which some of you locally might have heard. Anyways, I'm here for the first podcast. I'm excited. We're going to drink some beers and we're going to discuss them and get this show off and running.
All right. You know what? Let's not put this off any further.
Suds with Buds featured beer.
Let's get started. All right. Today's suds is Argyle Dragon from the Double IPA series from Alley Cat.
Sweet, I'm excited.
Yeah, I've yet to have a bad one of these, so I'm sure this one will be just as good as all the rest.
I know you guys can't see this right now, but this is expert pouring right here. I mean, it's all about the slant to the glass, right? It's the ratio. That's the difference.
Well, you don't want too much head.
No. I mean, a little bit's always important, but you don't want too much. Perfect. Thank
you. Okay. Yeah. Wow. You can smell that that double IPA. That's for sure.
It's got a good aroma.
There's a lot of hops.
Looks good in my old grad glass here, in the frosted mugs.
Yeah. So we're drinking these cold. I like to do that. I like to start off cold, and then kind of as the podcast wears on, they'll warm up from being in our hands, and you know that'll give us a little more flavor and a little more aroma. But you know, as a Canadian, it's always nice to start off with a cold beer.
Agreed.
All right. Argyle Dragon. This beer is intended for hophead, 75 plus IBU, hopped with a blend of Citra, Centennial, and Cascade hops. Of course, from the Alley Cat Brewery here in town.
Nice. I like it. I like Alley Cat. It's always good stuff. So are we going to take this first sip?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Cheers.
Here we go. Oh, that's good. It almost has like a caramel flavor to it, you know, like a flavoring. Do you taste that?
All I can taste is hops right now.
I'm not gonna lie, I might have had a beer or two before you arrived.
Oh, so, that's perfect. Yeah, you gotta get it started.
Primed. But no, this is really good.
Yeah, I could probably have two or three of these.
Too bad you only brought one.
I know, right? All right, while we're enjoying these beers, do you want to review it now, or do you want to wait and kind of get a good feel for it before we do the review?
It's up to you. It's your show.
All right,
where we're going with it.
You know, let's keep sipping on this. You know, we'll see how we feel, and then let's get into some current events.
This is current events.
What have you been hearing lately on the interwebs? I know you're very connected with the web.
Yeah, well, as part of being involved in Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff with the band and whatnot, I come across a lot of funny stuff and interesting current events, we'll say. One of the things right now, I know we were kind of laughing about it earlier, was the dad bod. And that's
what is the dad bod?
That is the newest thing. Basically, what it is it turns your average, guy. It's a guy that isn't chiseled abs. He doesn't work out every day, but he works out, you know, here and there, but he still loves to go for wings and beer. And this is what I guess the new generation of girls is idolizing. They don't want that ripped guy, you know, they don't want that super athletic type. They're looking for the type of guy that is the dad bod.
Really?
You know, actually, one thing that I read about, this is a funny thing, I'll just throw this out there. I read that one of the reasons girls like it is because it's not threatening. They don't feel threatened in a photo standing next to their, you know, significant other, their boyfriend whatever. They feel like they should look better. It's one of the things I read.
Oh, I guess I'm in then.
That's... Yeah, I was going to say, like, this is your year to shine.
I might have to do a modeling calendar.
Yeah, I think that could be part of the podcast, actually.
Do you know what I'm really looking forward to now after hearing this?
What's that?
The next Twilight movie.
Oh,
yeah.
You could be casted for this.
Yeah, right? Where those guys are all, they won't be all ripped anymore. They'll be, you know, a little chubby, which is okay. They'll look like every other guy on my beer league hockey team.
Yes, that is true. That is true. So anyways, that's one thing I've been seeing lately, and it's been pretty funny, in all honesty.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. So what else has been making the rounds on Twitter these days?
Another thing, I guess, if we don't want to go too much into current events, but even at that, it'll still be relevant. The fight this past weekend.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of uproar about that.
There was a ton of uproar and a lot of hilarious stuff.
I don't pretend to know anything about boxing, nor do I really care. But part of the fun is really just reading what other people take from it and kind of like watching them make jokes or make memes and, you know, and generate all this really exciting content for the internet.
You know what the funny thing is, like, and the worst, the good part of the internet and the worst at the same time is it's given everyone a voice, right?
Yeah.
And anyone can say what they want, what they feel. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. And anyways, the fight, I guess, between Mayweather and Manny there. And if you did watch the fight, it definitely wasn't the best fight, without a doubt. But if you did watch it, you saw Manny, say his last name there. What is it?
Pacquiao.
Had like Mayweather in the corner, you know, Mayweather was hugging him and everything. It was atrocious. Like really, Manny should have won that one. And at the end of the fight, they announced it by unanimous decision.
Yeah.
Mayweather won. And you could just tell, you're like, this is a complete setup.
Do you know what I think they should do?
What's
honestly,
that?
Like, give those guys some hockey, get them in some hockey gear, right? You know,
yeah.
Put them on skates and, you know, just let them hockey fight it out.
A good old Canadian battle.
Yeah, right?
I see. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, so anyways, that's been making its rounds on Twitter. And, of course, the recent announcement of your buddy there, the sandwich coming to Edmonton. What's his name? McDavid.
Oh,
the sandwich.
He's not a sandwich.
I'm joking.
No, yeah, I will be pre-ordering my jersey as soon as the Oilers... show us what the patch is going to look like for this year.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm assuming there's going to be a Northlands final year goodbye patch.
Oh, so, shoulder patch.
Yeah, I'd get his jersey with that on it. I think that'll look nice.
Nice. As a super hockey fan, are you really excited about that?
Yeah, it's going to change. It'll change everyone's perception of the team, and it might not happen in a year, but within 2 to 3 years, he might be the best player in the entire league.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Okay, let's take a little bit of time here to talk about kind of what's going on locally. And I always like to kind of have feelers out there and you know, pay attention to Twitter and see what's going on, you know, with the local craft beer scene, I guess you could call it. I guess it's kind of like the music scene. Anyway, and there's a couple of guys from Fort Saskatchewan who are kind of in the process of starting a brewery. So they say that they're a craft brewery and pub, but I think that that's their goal. And they've started off and they've had an IPA contract brewed by Toolshed Brewing Company in Calgary.
Oh.
Yeah. And I've been reading a lot. I haven't had a chance to go out and find any of this stuff yet.
Mm-hmm. Which is surprising because you find everything.
I do.
Track it down.
It's in very limited supply right now.
Okay.
But it's out there. And I know that Sherbrooke has had it, and it's been at the Beer Fest in Calgary. So hopefully when our Beer Fest comes up here in Edmonton, they'll be there as well. And we'll get a chance to talk to them and see kind of what's going on. But it sounds like it's just an absolutely delicious, kick you right in your taste buds kind of an IPA. So it's really something that's kind of exciting. You know, we don't have a ton of breweries here in Edmonton or in the Edmonton area.
No. What's the name they're giving this?
Two Sergeants.
Two Sergeants. And that's the brewery.
Yeah.
I guess is the name. Did they name the IPA or anything yet? Did it have a name?
Yeah, I'll have to kind of.
Well, we got to check the Twitter feed.
We do.
The iPhones come out.
So there are two sergeants because I believe both of them were in the Canadian Armed Forces, so it's kind of neat.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Some background there for that.
Yeah, so that Two Sergeants Brewing Co., it's Bangalore Torpedo IPA.
That is a weird name. That is a tough one.
I'm sure there's a story behind that, and we'll try and get that out of them. But go check that out. I know Sherbrooke has had it in the past. They might have it again. They're fairly active on Twitter. If you ask them, they might tell you if they have it in stock.
That's pretty cool. I like it. It's always good to have some local brews around Edmonton. I mean... craft is all the rage right now.
It
right?
really is. Yeah,
like craft beers.
It's as popular as, you know, soon they will be at almost 50% of the beer share. Like, that's kind of where this thing's headed.
That's awesome.
So it's really, yeah, it's really neat. Speaking of, I was downtown last week on Friday with a friend, and we were just walking, you know, walking down around downtown, something I like to do, kind of see what's going on. And the Yellowhead Brewery was open. So we just popped in there for a pint.
Ah.
Friendliest people, amazing space. Oh, you got to check it out. It's a really neat space. They have a little event space. You can rent out the hall for weddings or for, you know, little acoustic shows, and you can check out the brewery. Really neat. And they do growler fills there, and they're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Again, all that info is available on their Twitter. So,
yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, that's exciting. It's a good lager.
You know what? I have had Yellowhead at various pubs and restaurants and lounges and whatnot throughout Edmonton. It's always a good go-to beer, right? If you're looking at the drink menu and you're unsure, and usually if you go with Yellowhead, it's not only a safe bet, but it's a well-bodied brew. For sure.
Excellent. That is a perfect enunciation.
See, I'm a host.
All right. So where are you at with this? With this Argyle Dragon here, how's it feeling?
It's good. I really like it as an IPA. I don't find it too hoppy, for lack of better explanation on it. Like I said, I feel like a little bit of like caramel notes in it and whatnot. So it's very smooth. It's got that that bold kind of taste to it. It's great. I could definitely drink this all night. Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It has a nice bouquet, if you want to use the wine term. It really is like very flavorful, and
it's very smooth.
It feels nice on your tongue.
Yeah. And it's got kind of that little bit of like, it's a little bit of a darker look to it, so it's not unfiltered. It is clear. I believe it's filtered, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
and
it's and very crisp.
Yeah, and as a 7.5%
nice
ABV there, you know,
can't go wrong with that.
No, you really can't.
I love when you go to, on a little side note here, I love when you go away to other countries on vacation, wherever, and everyone's always like, oh, you're Canadians, the beer there is so strong. And you're just like, it's not too bad. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you start drinking the double IPAs, and you're like, oh, okay,
I see what you mean.
Okay, right on. So,
yeah, definitely.
So Darren, you're a musician yourself. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the music scene and kind of what's going on or what you're hearing?
As far as the music scene, in all honesty, like I mentioned earlier on in the cast here, Seven Sided shut her down in 2012.
Okay.
And then from that point on, I took about 2 years off, and I kind of lost my, I'll say my anchor in the music scene, right? A lot has changed over the past years, and now we're looking already into 2015. Actually, Wade, you helped me launch The Rigid, which was really cool. Wade was involved in the writing of the first two songs that I released as a demo under a solo project, like I said, titled The Rigid. And after that, working with some other musicians, everyone, they really wanted to become part of the project as well. So I kind of formed a band around The Rigid, what started as a solo project, and now here we are today with an actual band for The Rigid. It's still cool though, because you still keep very much involved in it. Wade and I actually continue to write and work on tunes and stuff like that, so he's absolutely included in those. As far as the music scene, like I said, I haven't really been in touch with it, because we're really just ramping this thing up and getting going. If I guess I'll speak on what The Rigid's doing as a little bit of a musical situation. Right now we're writing and recording probably a 6-track EP. We're going to do it as quick as possible without rushing. You know, it's art nevertheless. So we're going to try not to rush it and, you know, push it out the door and it just not be ready for the listeners out there. But it's pretty cool because in between this, while we're writing here, we're going to be setting up a show here locally. We haven't decided exactly which venue, but we're going to debut some more of these songs, finally debut The Rigid live, and it should be pretty exciting. So like I said, it'll be at one of your, you know, your more key venues out there. Could be the Pawn Shop, Starlight, maybe the Mercury Room. I've heard good things about the Mercury Room.
I haven't been there yet.
It's a new venue. They serve mainly vegan food.
Oh, okay.
If I recall, I had read online. So
they're not going to let you in.
They probably won't let me in. I love...
Just walk in there with beef jerky. Yeah.
That's, yeah. Wade brings the beef jerky to most sessions, in all honesty. But honestly, no, they probably wouldn't let me in. But anyways, yeah. So as far as the local scene and whatnot, I know the Edmonton Music Awards are coming up this year.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the Rigid's up for the People's Choice Award.
Yeah, we're grouped in with quite a few people for that. I mean, we're starting out fairly late in order to actually, you know, to apply or be a part of many of those nominations. So it was cool that we still got the opportunity to be nominated for the People's Choice. So, yeah. Other than that, like I said, we're waist deep in the studio and we're just trying to write and record some really great stuff. Some pop punk slash rock music. The good old stuff, right?
Yeah,
the good old stuff.
I don't know. It makes me feel old to kind of call that. Like, it's almost pretty soon that's going to be on the classic rock radio stations.
I just want you to know, Wade, it isn't all about the bass. Okay,
okay.
It's not.
Are you
how
sure?
It works. Absolutely.
I listen to the radio, and that's what they tell me.
I know, but I'm sorry, she's incorrect.
Darren, I also wanted to ask you, like, what's been your inspiration in this writing process that you're going through with this current album? Like,
in all honesty. For instance, and I'll just always deflect back a little bit to Seven Sided because that was a huge part of my musical life and whatnot. And
of course,
it's a lot of where I, you know, where I began and where I started from. The last album that Seven Sided recorded was Life on Hold, and it was the one we had released just, I think it was about a year or two before we called it quits and shut the band down. And I always felt that album was the blueprint album. It was one of those albums that it was well laid out, and it would have been a really great album, but the time just wasn't put into it. We had very luckily got a grant, and we had to push and meet timelines and, you know, call it a little bit younger and just not quite ready for it. So we crammed as much as we could in together to put this album out. And I think the songs were really good, but I just don't think they had enough time to evolve. And I think that's a huge part of music. And that's why a lot of bands, I will say, like some smaller bands and stuff, you'll hear them release a really great record, and then their next one's just not as nearly as good. They just didn't. They always have an expression that you have your whole life to write your first album, and after that, get your shit in gear.
Right? Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, so. And that's kind of one of the, it's kind of the thorny side of the grant system in Canada, where a lot of it is built on deadlines, and you have to hit the deadlines, and sometimes that doesn't give the art room to breathe, like
no.
you said.
And so I guess back to your initial question here, with the Rigid's album here that we're releasing, there's a lot of inspiration coming from, you know, different aspects. One of the songs, for instance, is very much written about the demise and the fall apart of Seven Sided, and one of the songs stems from that song being called Wolves. And there's not too much as far as I can really divulge at this point in time about it. But when the song comes out, you'll absolutely understand it. And you'll know, right?
Yeah.
Especially you're involved in Seven Sided as well, Wade. So you'll completely understand. There's songs like that. There's songs like 11th Hour, which we released the demo. The actual track itself will be, you know, obviously a bit different because it will grow into the actual album version versus the demo version. And 11th Hour is one of those ones where it speaks about time, right? It's an anthem pump up song, put it that way. It's a punk rock, hard rock anthem pump up song. So, and the rest of the songs kind of stem from growing up in a small town and stuff like that. I know we're working on a track right now called Parking Lot Nights, one of your personal favorites.
It is,
right?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good tune. We're just really kind of trying to get into it now, and the song has one of those feels, and you know, the lyrics about growing up in a small town and what did you do in a small town?
Drive around on the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Have some beers, you know.
Exactly. Try not to mix them, right?
Yeah, you know, stop by the KFC.
Yeah, exactly. We don't condone drinking and driving. That's not the intent of this song by any means. But yeah, so it's going to be a great variety of songs. Like I said, there's probably only going to be six, but it's going to have a good variety of music on the album as far as, you know, about relationships, about growing up, about past endeavors and whatnot and future stuff. So.
Okay. And I have one question I need to ask you.
Okay.
This is important.
Okay.
All right. All my craft beer drinking, mustache wearing, sweater vest aficionados.
Okay.
The hipster people want to know, is this going to be on vinyl?
You know what? Now, as I mentioned, the band's here, and not here with us here in the studio, but now a part of the Rigid. We often talk about it, and we go back and forth, and I don't want to say 100%, but I'll give you guys an 85%. I feel that's a pretty good percentage regardless. I think we will release a short run amount of them. And it'll be, you know, one of those things that hopefully becomes a collector over time, right? We won't redo them or, you know, reproduce them or anything like that. It's more than likely it's where it's at, right?
Yeah.
We got to do something to help your orange vest when you wear it,
yeah.
Right?
Well,
right?
That's just it.
Wade has this orange vest. It's a puffy vest, right? It's his hipster vest, so.
Well, speaking of music, and I've recently caught the vinyl bug. And
yes,
I have only just barely begun to kind of collect vinyl. But one of the first ones I got, and one of my favorite ones, is the 10-second epic Count Yourself In yellow
great
vinyl.
Great band, oh, great album, great that, local band.
And I picked that up at their last show at the Starlight Room, and
great
was
show
just, what
too.
A weekend that was.
Yeah.
I went to two of the three shows. All three were sold out, and
that's right.
Just amazing. Yeah, they were. You know, it's tough to see them go, but I think it was time for them to kind of just move on to different projects.
Yeah, and actually, Daniel and Sandy are in a new group, Royal Tusk.
Yeah,
local band.
And they're up for a few music awards as
yeah,
well. I believe
they're a great band. Band.
Excellent.
Good group of guys too.
All right, let's move on to the next topic here. All right, Darren, I'd like to take a little bit of time here and let's talk about what's going on locally.
Okay.
As we know, Edmonton is the festival city.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
And
no longer the city of champions.
I know.
Did you hear they removed the signs?
I don't even want to talk about that.
They removed the signs.
So
today.
Upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have no idea. No, like that. Okay, let's get into this for the next 10 minutes.
Oh man,
you brought this on yourself.
No,
you did.
I got nothing to say about it. I don't know. You know what?
Okay. Where's your heart at with the slogan?
Okay. You know what?
Okay.
I think it is absolutely a part of us, and you know, it's everyone refers to it as the city of champions, right? But let's face it. It has been a long time, and stuff does grow stale, and yeah. I don't think change is a bad thing, and remodernization, we'll say.
Okay.
That's where I stand.
That's where you stand? Okay.
That's where I stand. You?
Now, but to you, what does champion mean? Like, what does that slogan mean to you?
Gretzky days?
Is it? So,
really
so you're one of those people that holds that as only sports metaphor.
You know what? When I had originally moved to Edmonton in 2005, shortly thereafter was the Stanley Cup run, right?
Yeah.
Which we came from the bottom to the top, not
right.
Like Drake, nothing like that. Anyways, it was real. We actually did. There was like almost no hope, right? And then we made it by slim chance into the Stanley Cup finals or to the playoffs, sorry. And it was crazy. Edmonton was insane. I still remember at that time, this is long ago, I used to work at Toys R Us.
Nice.
And I remember being in the back warehouse area and you could hear people after the game honking their horn. I ended up on White Ave many times, just nearly evaded the water hose incident where they brought the fire trucks in and sprayed everyone down because everyone was going crazy on White Ave and ruining our beautiful city, which I don't condone or think was a good thing. And I wasn't involved in it. I was strictly there for the drinks.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to pile over some video evidence
See. They didn't even have camera phones back then.
Okay.
Well, sort of maybe.
They did. Yeah.
Not good ones though. But anyways, to me, I guess that includes like, even though we didn't necessarily, you know, win the cup, I still think like we were champions in it, you know, for how far we came. Right. So that's what it means to me.
Okay. Well, I think you're wrong.
okay.
But that's okay.
Give me what
okay.
Your
champions,
your city of champions.
The city of champions to me. I mean, a lot of at the time it was kind of born out of the Black Friday incident with the tornado, right? And and to me, it's always meant like overcoming, you know, growing up in the most northern, you know, city in Canada and, you know, suffering through the winters and the minus 40 and the snow and the 3 hours of daylight that we get.
Wow, you're really reading into this.
It's always meant to me like overcoming and becoming more and not just a champion of hockey or football or even baseball, but like a champion of any, like being a champion for whatever you do. And I've always just felt like it was kind of like a, you know what? You know, it sucks here, you know, but in the summers, it's okay. And
for
you know
at least
what?
1 month, yeah. It is good.
For 1 month out of the year, it's okay. And you know what? We're going to go off and we're going to do awesome things. And
it's
we're going to be proud that we're from Edmonton. And that's what it's always meant to me. And that's kind of why I feel like I understand what the mayor said. And I understand kind of what his thought process is. But it just, to me, it really kind of encapsulated, you know, the kind of like, we're all in this together, guys.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean?
So I got to ask then, where were you on City Hall steps to give this great, you know, analogy and interpretation of the City of Champions. Well, where were you?
I didn't even.
We could have kept the slogan.
But it's gone now. You know what? I'm okay with that. And I understand. Like, I'm not an expert in city branding or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I hope you've kind of done a little graphic design as well. Mm-hmm. I hope they keep that font. I love that Edmonton font that it's in with that, like, the goof. At the time, it was a one of a time font that they created for the City of Edmonton.
Thousands.
You probably hate it, don't you?
You know what? I can't really picture it. I can picture, like, the City of Edmonton's font.
It's got the curvy E.
Yeah. Okay, that's the same one. Yeah. Okay. I mean, they're probably going to keep it. It's a lot to... It costs a lot of money, as coming from a graphic design background as well. It costs a lot of money to rebrand. And it stems, like, maybe the average person doesn't really think about it, but it goes all the way down to, you know, every city official's business card, every pamphlet, every single, you know, banner.
Letterhead,
everything. Yeah. It costs thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to rebrand.
Plus all the
right?
city workers would have to change their email signatures.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine how many man hours that would take?
Oh, save a tree. Yeah, well, do not print this document, yeah. right? So, no, yeah, absolutely. It's, you know what? Like I said, it's always really tough to let something go, something that was a staple, something that was a slogan within your city. But at the same time, I think remodernization and change is good, and it should be welcomed.
Okay. You know? I am sad to see the slogan go, but it is time for some new signs. I think those old ones were a little dated.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So, we're talking about the Festival City and all the festivals we have. Well, you know, there's been a few new things this year. There was the Red Bull Crashed Ice.
Yes. Which, I didn't make it out.
No, me neither. And it was so nice out.
I heard, like,
the weather was amazing.
I did talk to a lot of people who did go, and I heard they loved it.
Yeah.
Like, they said it was awesome, and if it comes next year, they're absolutely going to go. And for a first year, I think it was super successful.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah. No, it definitely will be marked on my calendar if they do bring it back. anyway, let's. Here's another one. It's called Slide the City.
I did see this on Twitter.
Have you heard of this?
Yeah, it looked pretty awesome.
Yeah. So it's a Saturday. Looks like July 25th to 26th. It's probably just on the Saturday there, but I think it's already, like, pretty much sold out.
Wow.
I know.
And so you got to buy tickets to be able to. You should give the listeners a description of what it is.
Okay. Well, basically, it's a slip and slide on a very large scale.
It's 100 feet worth of slip and slide. Am I correct? I wanted to say that I read on Twitter it was 100 feet of slip and slide. And
times that by 10.
Is it?
1,000 feet.
Okay. It's 1,000 feet.
So basically what they do is they take one of the hills in the city and they close the street. They lay down.
This is going to be McDougal Hill or what?
One of those. Yeah, one of those.
Down asphalt.
Yeah, one of
I hope they prepared the bottom.
You didn't even let me get to it. They lay down. Okay. They lay down like a foam.
Padding.
Yeah, padding. And then they blow up their slip and slide. And I would assume they're going to have to use a fire hydrant to get the water down it. And then you get wristbands and you go slide down this thing.
Who's paying for this water?
Yeah. I don't know. It comes from the river.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it'll be a fantastic event. And, you know, even if it is sold out, I'm sure it'll, I'm sure downtown will be hopping that weekend. So definitely might be a chance to go check out.
I want to ask, though, and I think this is very important, is there beer gardens?
I would have to assume there would be.
I would hope so, right?
And with the city recently kind of relaxing and updating their patio policy, there will be lots of patios for you to go enjoy downtown.
What is this relaxing patio policy? Okay. You better explain this.
Well, I don't have all the facts with me, but basically, it used to be a very arduous process where you'd have to go to the city and you'd have to go to, like, 3 or 4 different departments of the city. You have to go see, the fire marshal, and you'd have to see, like, the liquor commission. And then the zoning committee. You'd have to get all these approvals in place before you could have an outdoor patio.
Oh, yes. I do remember Julio's and the whole situation.
Because a lot of these places, their patios are on city property public property, right? They move the sidewalks or they let off to do something like that. So they've kind of streamlined the process and kind of got everyone on board so that, like, hey, like, let's get this done and, you know, let's let this happen in a week or two instead of a month.
Yeah. It's because we only get that 1 month
exactly,
of the year to enjoy, right?
We have to maximize our patio availability schedule.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's
okay. That's cool. Absolutely. Well, as long as there's beer gardens and there's some craft beers, I think it's key.
Yeah.
Not to say that the domesticated beers aren't as good, they are normally the sponsors for majority of these things. Exactly. So they're important as well. So
yeah, I've been known to enjoy a nice cold Canadian on a hot summer day.
Absolutely. I grew up drinking Canadian and, you know, Labatt.
In your bottle when you were a kid.
Absolutely. Bush parties were all the rage back then in the small towns.
Exactly.
Right?
All right. Well, we're almost at the end. Speaking of craft brewery, we're almost at the end of our Alley Cat Argyle Dragon here. So
the final verdict.
You know what? I'll give you my thoughts first.
Okay.
I really like this. I've liked every one of their dragons. It's hard to find a dragon I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Dungeons and Dragons. I'll give this 4.5 bottle caps out of 5.
4.5. That is a great rating. You know what? You've brought me, and I have to say, if anyone introduced me to craft beer, it was Wade, many, many house parties ago. And he would bring these really interesting beers over, and I'd be like, oh, like just to the taste, right? But like anything else, it's one of those things you kind of, you know, you get the taste for it, and you start to crave it, and you enjoy it, and it's what you seek afterwards.
Almost like an addiction.
Almost like an addiction. Well, I am a musician, right?
I guess,
it comes with the territory.
That's your vice.
Yeah, that's my vice. Craft beer. As far as this one, I've tasted many of the dragons along with you as well. I'd have to say this is probably my favorite.
Really?
This one, or I don't recall what the last one we had. I wish I remembered what the name was.
I believe it was the Red Dragon.
That's right. It was. And the Red Dragon, and I really, really enjoyed that one. But this one, as I kind of described earlier in the show, just very smooth. Very, very smooth. And it goes down very easy. Like I said, I wish you had more. So if I give my rating on this one, you gave it 4.5 bottle caps. I'll meet that, and I'll go with 4.5 bottle caps as well, because it is delicious. It's a great brew. So is this one they do year round? Do you know?
Nope. No? They'll do every month or two. They'll do a new dragon. They're all limited run. They kind of mix it up a bit every time.
If you haven't got it, you better get on it.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone knows that they're at Alley Cat. All their info will be on the show notes here.
Yep, absolutely.
All right.
Cool. So I'm going to finish off the show here with...
I think so. Let's do the top five.
The Wade O top five.
The top five.
The top five.
And just before we get into this, we'll be logging our drinks. We'll be logging our brews tonight on Untappd, the app.
Yes.
I'm at Grimsville. That's also my Twitter handle, Darren.
You better spell that out for people, man.
Grimsville.
Perfect. And both on my Instagram, which I'm very active on, and on Twitter. Well, Twitter's a little bit different, but my Instagram and my Untappd are both the same. It's Darren Rogers, except Rogers is spelt with a 0 instead of an O. And that's just strictly because someone stole my damn name.
Did they?
They did.
That's
so
just,
it's
I can't believe it.
It's the at symbol, D-A-R-R-E-N-R, 0, G-E-R-S. That's all I can do.
Okay.
So that's my Instagram as well, if you want to check
that. We'll put
that
in the show notes as well. We'll link to everything as well.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to the top five.
All right. What is the top five this week for you, Wade? What is it?
You know, this is our first episode, so I wanted to do an easy one.
Okay.
Top five snacks to have with beer.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So how are we doing this?
Like, well, I jotted down a list, mm-hmm. and I think you'll probably agree with me on the list. And then we're going to have to rank them and try and figure out from 5 to 1 which one is the best.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
I like it.
First up, Doritos.
Doritos. Delicious.
Okay. Pretzels.
I gotta ask though. Are we talking about like the baked pretzels or like the kind you get in like the party mix and everyone picks around them?
Are you talking about like rolled gold pretzels or?
Yeah,
are
you, I'm not gonna hate on their like on their pretzels, but I gotta be honest.
Okay,
when someone gets party mix,
yeah,
the last thing you want to eat in there is the pretzels.
Really?
It's the driest.
No,
grossest.
Are you kidding me?
Worst.
Right now?
No, I'm serious.
I always leave the cheesies to last. They're always knockoff cheesies, and they're the worst.
There's no such thing as a bad cheesy. Okay, maybe a Cheeto. Cheetos aren't good. Who makes the other cheesies? There, they come in the orange package.
Hawkins.
Those are the good cheesies. Right?
Well, they're the name.
They
brand
are
cheesies.
The cheesy,
yeah.
Right?
So. Yeah, the other ones are
okay. So, which pretzels are you going with here?
I like the small the ones that are shaped kind of in like a bow. I don't
the
it's
dry
a pretzel
pretzels.
Shape. It's a pretzel shape.
Okay, the dry pretzels.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Like
I'm
baked?
Talking like the Bavarian. Like
oh no, those pretzels. Are delicious.
They're amazing.
Yeah,
can that be included?
No.
No. Okay. So we're talking the regular dry pretzels. Yeah,
you're not going to just make those at home.
So if you like party mix and you enjoy eating the pretzels, this is for you.
Okay.
Okay. Next food item.
You're such an asshole.
All right. Next up is peanuts. I think that's pretty.
Okay. Like common. Regular peanuts, salted.
We'll figure that out.
Okay.
All right. And then corn nuts.
And corn nuts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And pork rinds, one of my favorites.
Honestly, I have not had pork rinds in like 10 years. But.
Oh, I should have brought some, apparently.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you think would be number five? What are you going to put on the bottom of the list there, Darren?
I'm going to throw those pretzels right in there.
Right in there.
Right in there. I'm going to throw them in there.
Wow.
Now, if it was a Bavarian pretzel, I'd absolutely hold out. But because it is just your average pretzel in a bag, I'm going to throw it at five for my idea.
Speaking of Bavarian pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your favorite place to get Bavarian pretzels here in the city?
Where's one of the last places we've been to get? I know we've had at Brewster's.
Yeah. They're consistently good.
Very delicious.
Yeah.
I want to say Kraft have. I can't remember.
I believe they do, yeah.
Yeah. And there was another place we actually went.
MKT.
I was not there.
No.
But is it good?
They're good as well.
Is it good? I mean, you can't really go wrong. It doesn't matter where you go.
I believe that they have to be hot.
Yeah.
And they have to have a delicious mustard sauce.
Yes, it has to have the mustard.
Yeah.
And the salt, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And it doesn't matter where you go.
Okay.
As long as you have that, you're good.
All right, so we got pretzels at number five.
Yeah, I'm going to throw them in there.
Okay, on to number four.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to put there?
For number four, you know what? Just because I haven't had them in a long time, the pork rinds. But I know you're going to disagree because you love them.
I do. Well, pork rinds are a thing where I'll buy a bag and I won't eat them and I won't eat them. And
then I'll eat the ones, right?
Yeah. I'll only eat the whole bag. Have a couple beers and I'll be in that perfect mood for pork rinds and I will just crush that bag.
Nice. Yeah, like I said, I have not had them in a long time. Next rigid writing studio session.
Yeah.
Bring on the pork rinds. We'll get the board all greasy. Guitars.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do it.
All right, we're putting pork rinds in at number four.
Okay. What's left here for the last three?
You have Doritos, peanuts, or corn nuts?
You know what? I'm probably going to throw the peanuts in the next one, right?
I would also disagree. That would probably be my number two.
Wow. Okay. You know what? It really depends.
Okay. Tell me about your favorite kind of peanuts.
The honey roasted.
Wow.
From Bulk Barn.
From Bulk Barn.
Delicious.
Specifically from Bulk Barn.
If you don't go to Bulk Barn, get out of here.
Yeah. You're an idiot. If you don't buy 1,000 jawbreakers every time you go in there.
It's one of those Homer Simpson things. Oh, $20, get out of here. Yeah, like those are awesome. If we're talking those ones, I'll bump it up the list. But if it's just a regular average planter salted peanut or peanuts, something.
Yeah. No, okay.
She's going to stay at number three.
Bar peanuts.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
bar peanuts at number three. Speaking of Bulk Barn, Dino Sours. Can't miss.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. Number two, so you got Doritos left and corn nuts.
So this is really going to depict
what flavor you want to have.
You know what? Speaking of Bulk Barn, when I was there last time and I did get the peanuts, if the listeners would know, I have a pet parrot.
Oh, goodness.
And he loves those peanuts. But Sony was, we were there and we often get seeds or whatever parrot makes for him. I stumbled upon jalapeno corn nuts.
Hmm.
And they're delicious, but extremely hot.
Really?
Very hot. And I like spicy food, right? I absolutely do, but they are very spicy. So if I got to juggle between the two, just because I need to push the one to the top between the Doritos and the
corn nuts.
And the corn nuts. And I'm going to say the corn nuts go number two.
Corn nuts go number two, and you prefer the jalapeno flavor.
Yeah.
All right.
The other barbecue ones are good.
Barbecue?
Too.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
It depends what kind of mood you're in.
Yeah, it really depends.
All right. What about Doritos, and you must have a flavor here that you...
Yeah, Doritos are number one, just because you get them anywhere. They're always delicious. They always make your mouth taste like shit afterwards.
Okay.
But they're delicious during the time.
Yeah.
Can I split it between three?
Yeah, go for it. Let's just talk about Doritos for the next half hour.
Okay.
Do you remember the summer of Cool Ranch?
Yes, when it first came out.
Yeah.
Yes,
was that like probably 95?
I remember there was a lot of hype around it.
There was.
I do remember that.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Let's just totally derail this. Do you also remember that they had they had Pizza Hut pizza flavored? And they had Taco Bell taco flavored. That was like probably 96, 97.
I don't remember that. But do you remember Ariba Zesty? They're like the knockoff Dorito?
Yeah, those are still around.
I know, they're delicious.
Yeah.
They're super flavorful. But I don't remember the other version. Two you're talking about.
No? Okay.
No, no.
Right. Anyway, so tell me about your favorite Dorito flavor.
It'll really vary, but you can't go wrong with the jalapeno and cheddar.
Okay.
Cannot go wrong with that. I love Bold Barbecue.
That's purple, pretty good. I've been through phases where I can't put that down.
Yeah, it's delicious.
What was the other bar? There used to be another barbecue flavor.
There was
Bold Barbecue, and then there was another one.
Well, the other one I was going to name, which you probably know already, Sweet Chili Heat.
Yeah.
Is the black very bag. Popular. Yeah. The other barbecue, there spicy
was,
barbecue?
No. Was there a Bold and a Spice? Because there was always two cheeses. There was nacho cheese and zesty cheese.
Yeah.
I felt like there was two barbecue flavors as well.
It'd be tough to say.
Maybe mesquite.
Oh, or was that a Miss Vicky's?
It might have been.
You can't go wrong with Miss Vicky's either.
That's good too.
There's really no.
They have a jalapeno as well.
That's a not bad there. Chip.
Really isn't.
No.
Do you remember when the old Dutch Crunch used to be fried in peanut oil?
No.
Oh, they
I'm sure
were
a lot of people
so
have allergic
good.
Reactions.
That's what happened. And now I think it's sunflower oil, I think now, because nobody's allergic to that.
Of course.
I know. But
thanks a lot, peanut people.
Yeah.
With your allergies.
Your silly allergens.
Yeah. Thanks for ruining a good thing. No, we're just kidding.
All right. So that's our top five, I guess.
Yeah, we got, that's cool.
So number five, pretzels. Number four, pork rinds. Number three, peanuts. Number two, corn nuts. And number one, Doritos.
You should absolutely urge the listeners to tweet to Suds with Buds.
Yeah, that's at Suds with Buds.
And give us your top five. And if you agree.
Yeah. If you think Darren's an idiot like I do, please tell us so that I can rub it in his face.
Yeah. Do what you got to do. I mean, I'll be right there on Twitter to attack you. No, I'm kidding.
Excellent. Well, that pretty much does it for our inaugural episode. Darren, I'd like to thank you very much for coming on and, you know, sharing this with me and sharing your thoughts with all the rest of us on the beer we had today.
Yeah.
Would you like to say anything before we leave?
I'd just like to say thanks a lot for having me a part of your very first podcast here. I'm really looking forward to hearing the rest of them. And, you know, when the fans start tweeting you and bugging you that they want Darren back on the show, just, you know, make sure you make a note of that, you know, down the road. It's going to happen. I'm just saying.
Okay. So. Well, I'll make sure to leave a few slots open for you.
So perfect.
You're always welcome back,
Darren. Awesome.
All right. Well, that was the inaugural episode of Suds with Buds. I'm your host, Wade.
I'm Darren.
And today's beer was the Argyle Dragon from Alley Cat. Goodbye.
See ya.